Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa, and I'm here with...
Klaus Stopey, Sitka Sentinel.
And you're listening to Sentinel Sports. Good morning, Klaus. I understand that there was a lot of basketball on this last week.
Well, since we last talked, we went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm going to have to start wearing a hydration vest to cover all these things if everyone's going to play in town on the same week.
Yeah. So were you just running up and down Sitka?
Running all over. I had driving across the bridge sometimes four times a night just to make sure I popped in at every game and gathered what facts I could and what photos I could. And yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, that is dedication.
Well, I think it's just a passion for sports and watching our youth get out there and we relive our glory days through them, right?
Right.
So we have a lot to talk about, a lot of hoops. Since we last talked, the Mount Edgecombe girls lost at home to Sitka that same last Tuesday, 52-42. And then Mount Edgecombe, since that game, has had a good week. On Thursday, they beat 3A Homer 46-24 using their entire roster. Senior Bristol Charlie scored 17 points, and Autumn Beans had 11. On Friday, the Lady Braves lost to 4A Ketchikan 57-45. Sonora Bell had 11 points. But on Saturday, Mount Edgecombe did something they have not done since February 14th, 2015, and that was defeat KI.
Oh, wow.
The Lady Braves won 46-35, and it was a shocker as they lost by 20 points twice earlier this season to Ketchikan. But they did what Coach Forrester asked, and that was use their height and strength inside and attack K-High shooters outside in a closeout zone. And Ketchikan is very dangerous and did score 24 points in the second quarter, but Mount Edgecombe also held them to 7 points in the third and 2 points in the fourth.
That's fantastic.
Catherine Sunny led the Lady Braves with 12 points, and Beans had 8. Sonora Bell, Faith Kamaroff, and Vernay Ramuth, all big girls, big tall girls, they combined for 21 rebounds. The Sitka Lady Wolves had 2 lopsided wins over Homer. On Friday, they won 45-26, and senior Jessica Davis led with 10 points and 7 rebounds. And then on Saturday, Sitka won again 45-18. Joey Vidad had 11 points, Forrester and Davis had 8. Homer's pretty tireless and physical, but Sitka is just too cohesive as a team right now. It would probably be fun to watch them play against a bigger 4A school right now. Coach Lundvik says they're not in March shape, but she says all her pieces are back in place. Now we'll talk about the boys briefly, and the Sitka boys lost to Lathrop on Wednesday, 50-41. Senior John Arce led the Wolves with 11 points, and junior Mason Eubanks added 9. And then Sitka beat Lathrop on Thursday, 45-38, with junior Gavin Flores scoring 15. Lathrop's really athletic, a 4A school. But they had some problems with the Sitka quickness in that game. The Sitka boys then fell to the Homer Mariners on Friday, 54-43. CJ Takod and John Arce scored 10 points apiece. And then Sitka fell again on Saturday, 44-32. Gavin Flores had 7, and Asa Demert had 6. And then midway through the season, Sitka, they're 4-10 right now, but they're extremely fast and physical, and they play defensively a really fast press. The Mount Edgecombe Braves beat Homer 37-28 on Thursday. Coach Archie Young even admitted it was a really sloppy game. Yeah. Both teams, they combined for 10 turnovers alone in the fourth quarter. Jeff Adams led the Braves with 12 points, and Bear Brown had 10. The Mount Edgecombe boys lost to Lathrop on Friday, 48-42, and then on Saturday they lost again to Lathrop, 48-39, despite a strong performance from senior Emmett Dunaway both nights. He had 10 points and 10 rebounds on Friday and 17 points on Saturday. Now, the Braves recently lost 3 starting players. Sophomore Leon Toomer is out for the season with a torn ACL, and that's a big blow, emotional player. He's a team leader for them. Their senior Cyprian Johnson Edwards is nursing an injury and will be back. And then another player decided he did not want to play anymore, and that happens a lot in high school, it happens. Edgecombe doesn't have the luxury where its kids are together all year around. They're the boarding school, so the kids go home in the summer. So it's tough each season when they come in. They have to build that chemistry, and it's a process that can take a while. And I kind of like where they are. Let's go over the records really quick. Sitka girls are 7-9 on the season. Sitka boys 4-10. Mount Edgecombe girls are 5-8. Mount Edgecombe boys are 3-8. All four teams are traveling by Thursday of this week. Sitka plays at the Homer Invitational. Mount Edgecombe at the Kotzebue Invitational. And tonight we get one of the best matchups of the year. We're going to have the Mount Edgecombe and Sitka boys meeting for the first time this season at the Sitka High School gym at 7 p.m. tonight. That's the varsity tip-off. The C teams play at 4 and the JV at 5:30.
And that's tonight on Tuesday the 5th of February.
You bet. Should be a great one.
Well, it sounds like everybody's doing pretty well, despite a few losses and some injuries.
Yeah, they're so... You know, any given night, right? Any given night, anything can happen. The teams are slowly, every game you get in a little better shape. You get a little more cohesive. If someone has a bad night, someone's going to come off the bench and have a decent game. We're still working into the March, tournament, and that's going to be here first week in March, and that should be something to really... You know, you say you're not in tune with the basketball game. I think you're going to have to come over. Cover them live.
I'm going to have to go and hopefully learn something. Somebody could teach me. What else can I expect when I'm there?
Well, there's actually so much that goes on at the basketball games that a lot of people don't realize until you get there. For instance, this weekend, Saturday, the Sitka cheerleaders have been having a cheerleading clinic, and they had all their little charges, the younger kids, elementary school kids. They brought them out, and they did tumbling, and they did cheers. And
that's adorable.
And it was pretty cool. They were actually really good. And then Mount Edgecombe, pep bands are always at the games. And Sitka has a great pep band, and Mount Edgecombe has a great pep band. Mount Edgecombe does something kind of cool. They have a singer, a live singer, and I bet if you walked up to her and asked her, like, hey, can you do... Deep Purple, or she'd be like right on it. Can you do Johnny Mathis? She could be right on it. She could do anything, and it sounds really good. The pep bands are a good reason to go out to the game. Sitka pep band, they'll hold up a sign that has one of the, if it's a girls game, they'll have one of the girls players on it, and they play to that girl, and it's pretty neat song. Yep, it's something you need to check out. They do it every week.
All right, well, I'm going to have to go check it out.
We'll see you there. We'll dance together.
All right. Well, this has been Sentinel Sports. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa with KCAW.
And I'm Klaus Dopey with Sitka Sentinel.
And have a good morning.